Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
This is John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, with a bit of sad news. About 2 weeks ago, Philip Webb, VK4HPW and VK4APW, and late of Warwick, went silent key. Philip was a long-standing member of the Darling Downs Radio Club and the Border Rangers Radio Club. Those who knew Philip have commented that he was a trainer, a listener, and an encourager, all great attributes. The text edition of this bulletin has a link that will enable you to find more information about Philip, and there's an option to post a message of condolence to his tribute page, should you feel that's appropriate. Vale, Philip Douglas Webb.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Family Day Fox Hunt. Greetings from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club VK4RC. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. 11 a.m. Saturday, the 30th of July. The Redcliffe Club will host a Family Day Fox Hunt. This event is for the children. It all starts at 11 a.m. at our clubhouse. To find us, go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au. VK4TAA will provide more information on the day. Spare fox hunt sniffers are available. Picnic and barbecue facilities at the destination. BYO Picnic. At the picnic area, there will be pedestrian fox hunts for the children. This will be a family day out. The bigger the turnout, the greater the fun for everyone.
This is John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, with our contribution for Sunday the 6th of July 2025. The next meeting of the club will be held on the 14th of July at the Regional Scout HQ in Victory Street, Newtown. That's the Toowoomba Newtown, and will be cast on Zoom as well. The Zoom link is on the calendar entry on our homepage, where it's really easy to find and where it can be changed quickly if something goes wrong. The mantra is always one source of truth, and that's it. Details of the meeting are in the calendar entry. Our feature guest is Peter, VK4EA, and we're looking forward to a better understanding of how our electricity supply grid works and is controlled, along with some information on what might be coming down the track. Good news for anyone who's investing in solar or batteries or generators, or if you're just trying to understand what might be a good strategy for managing energy going forward. Peter will be able to answer many of those tricky questions, like, should you invest in a three-phase connection for your next spark gap transmitter? What can you modulate onto a 50 hertz line? And how do those annoying switching tones actually work? We're also going to be discussing the upcoming AGM, some proposals to update our rules to bring them into line with best practice, the state of the club generally, and some projects going forward. So that's all on Monday the 14th of July, at Regional Scouting HQ in Victory Street, Newtown, Toowoomba. More next week on our two big PR and fundraising projects, the Sausage Sizzle at Bunnings Toowoomba North on 17th of August, when you can invest in a sausage sandwich, and then gear up to wave a flag in support of our appearance in the Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers Parade on the 20th of September. Hold both those dates. Finally, you might have seen a meme that's floating around on the web. I received at least four emails pointing out that Australia is insufficiently Woomba. What does that mean? Well, it turns out that most of the Downs is more Woomba than you might have thought, and you can check out the full story on our homepage. ddrci.org.au is where you go if you want to know about that story and anything else that's been mentioned here. Or drop a note to secretary at ddrci.org.au if we can help to fill in some blanks. Once again, ddrci.org.au for the website and secretary at ddrci.org.au if you want to get in touch. Until next week, I'm John, VK4JPM, secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, 73's all.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The crazy weather has been taking a toll along the Pacific coast of the continent, and I've felt empathy for the Inuit tribes of North America. Sadly, my imagination's run amok with this analogy, but the cold, slicing breezes seem to find the porosity of my subtropical attire and chill the skin to the tips of the fingers. Nonetheless, I've been wondering just which roads we need to travel to align our wish for growing the hobby with the changes in technology and attitudes in the 21st century. Once it seemed that most people entering the amateur radio family looked for some suitable tools under the Christmas tree. You know, pliers, soldering irons and screwdrivers, with perhaps a book on a special topic thrown in for good measure. The time moved on, and with it access to the very esoteric equipment which most of us take for granted now. The ease with which global communications and broadcasting happens is the outcome of the digital revolution and some very imaginative minds. So we have to recognise that the ease with which we can hold a video chat on the internet depends on an amazing wealth of engineering and unimaginable amounts of money invested in the machinery, both hardware and software. This is the point where we need to put our critical thinking to work, because as much as we can enjoy the simpler aspects of being a ham, we have to be able to distinguish between what can be accomplished from our home station and what is available via modern technology and the internet. I'm not saying that we individuals should be the ones to try and design the next iteration of entry qualifications, but surely it's up to us to be able to explain in plain, simple words what makes amateur radio different, yet similar and successful when the powerful systems fail. Like in the heyday of the great races on the Bathurst Mount Panorama circuit, the trackside enthusiasts could delightedly distinguish the strengths and weaknesses of the contesting supercars. I would like to think that we nerdy types, whether playing digital modes, contesting or rag-chewing, could hold a sensible discussion around a barbecue with their friends. So it's over to you to give this topic a red-hot go and see if you have some answers which can help us. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.